These are volatile times. We stand in the shadow of destruction unless we can prevent Lord Jagmon from achieving his ambitions. I see the hatred in your eyes, Amelia, but please understand, we must look beyond the man. Let me explain. Centuries ago, Thomas Anzore did exist, an alchemist of stature whose insight was a gift. They say he was the greatest in wisdom and beyond, the man who found the method to transcend mere mortal bonds, the means to travel free between planes of life and death, take the journey back and forth in the passing of a breath. But soon he saw the danger if this knowledge was unbound. The human race could not control such power in their hands. And so he did conclude, for the sake of all mankind, his secret should be hidden till the dawn of wiser minds. He journeyed far and wide, searching places best to hide those components that were key to this perfect alchemy. Then Anzore was gone, and new sciences were born. As centuries were crossed, his discoveries were lost, till now.
So much has happened and you need to know. We see corruption and treachery grow around a man whose flesh and blood brings a poison and fear, an unstoppable flood.
Some years ago I discovered epistles Anzore wrote to his closest disciples, and clues became revealed to me. The alchemist split his discovery in three.
One in the Alps, the Italian side, that was the journal, the crucial guide. We now know an artifact lies underground, deep in a labyrinth soon to be found.
Jagmon should pay for his inhuman deeds. His soul is corrupt with ambition and greed. I wanted this foul creature's hair on a plate for the choices he made. I want him to suffer.
Amelia, there is more. My quest to reach the path between living and death. He then appeared and he offered me help, and like a fool I was drawn by his wealth.
He did not care to share in the fruits. The mission was doomed, such was his route. A solo intent, more despicable plans that would see him reign over his fellow man.
So Jagmon shot him and left him for dead, a broken body with lead in his head. He thinks king is gone, and that must be so, till sanity reigns and we take control.
Jagmon should pay for his inhuman deeds. His soul is corrupt with ambition and greed. I wonder this foul creature's head on the plate for the choices he made. I want him to suffer.
Amelia, there is more.
Test. Anzore warned of the danger to man, falling as victim to Jagmon's insanity.
There is no room for private wars. We keep control of our personal scores. Focus our minds, in this we must trust. In all that protects us from chaos is us.
What is this? A hand in my pocket? Who is this? Some trifling thief? What should we do with this impudent culprit? What did she think she would gain from this folly? Such limited skill, it completely beggars belief.
William, I believe we first met under similar circumstances, except it was your hand in my pocket.
Touché, Professor.
What is your name, girl?
My name is Jessamina.
There's no harm done, Jessamina. So, what brings you to this line of work, as if we don't already know?
Of course you know.
Is there nothing else you could do?